Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
I'm Jason Mann. I live in Rock Island, Illinois. I teach at Augustana College. That's my day job, and I've been up here this week with my spouse, the Reverend Laura Mann, and our two children. And we first came to Holden Village when my colleague at Augustana, whose name is Paul Olson, was coordinating the summer teaching. We got to come up about a decade ago and do teaching. And that's about the same time in my own thinking and research and just kind of personal life when I was really interested in intentional communities. I eventually wrote a book called Becoming a Christian in Christendom, which was really trying to learn from the example of people who practice their Christianity in some deep ways and live intentionally with one another and try to live faithfully in ways that are kind of countercultural. And so I came to Holden knowing that it was a place set apart and really interested in this countercultural community. And we've come back a few times since. This is my third time teaching here in the summertime, and it's been a great joy also to bring J-term students from Augustana a couple of times. And for them, not being on the phone, you know, most every hour of every day and leaving that behind when we lose cell tower service is already countercultural and just enables them to live a different kind of life, think in different ways, and be present to one another in ways that they're not, you know. So this week at Holden Village, I've been teaching a week-long series that's entitled Christian Good News in a World of Bad News. And there's a number of us doing overlapping things, which has been really quite fun and humbling to learn from other folks and learn from participants when I'm teaching. You know, some of them have studied climate change for their whole life, you know, and you're talking about Genesis 1 and 2 and the kind of wisdom that those texts might bring for those of us who are trying to live more intentionally with the land and with the grain of God's creation rather than against it. So, yeah, early in the week, we talked a lot about these creation texts and what creation might mean. One thing we kind of kept on coming back to then is that when we hear the word creation, we often think it's about an event long ago, God as maker and we as made. But I really think when you read Genesis 1 and 2 carefully, it's much more about the character of creation and the character of Creator. Creation as gift and what it means to live out of that giftedness and to try and be a gift to others. So we try to slow down and read those texts in ways that weren't about causality, you know, what happened, how did things come about, but more about character. What does it mean to be a creature among other creatures? How can we practice that art of creaturehood? After that, we got into more Christian understandings of sin. And this is something that I've been really interested in lately because I've been teaching at a prison, a medium security prison, close to the college that I teach at. It's called East Moline Correctional Center. Students in the class, the incarcerated students, are thinking about sin all the time and thinking about salvation all the time, what makes for healing. They're really underserved. I mean, a lot of people think that when you go to prison, it's just to be punished again and again. Every day is supposed to be a punishment. At best, right, prison is certainly a needed place away for some people, but hopefully it's a place of restoration and healing. And so when I get to teach and learn with these incarcerated students, we talk about sin a lot. I remember vividly the last class I taught, we were reading Bryan Stevenson's Just Mercy, which is a lot about the evils of our mass incarceration and criminal justice processes, but also the personal responsibility that incarcerated people can and do take. When I'm at East Moline Correctional Center, it's hard to know who's the teacher and who's the student. I mean, I'm sure I'm learning much more than the incarcerated students are learning. I mean, they've experienced, just to tell one short story, a person by the name of Martinez, or who goes by Martinez, is convicted for a 25-year sentence for murder, which he says he did. It was part of gang violence, and he participated in this murder at the age of 15, tried as an adult and sentenced to 25 years. And he's within 6 months of being released now. But 1 year before his crime, he had never been involved in any gang violence, any gang activity, and he was shot 8 times outside of his house. And a police officer, instead of rushing to his aid, was standing over him as he was bleeding on the ground and saying, "You see what you gangbangers get," presupposing that he deserved this, right? That this was just punishment. And, you know, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. This police officer assumed that he was involved in this violence, and a year later he was, you know, and being tried as an adult for this murder. And Martinez is one of the wisest, most compassionate mentors of men in the prison and of me. One really neat exchange I had with the folks, with the students, another student named Art, on the second to the last day of the last course I taught this past year, we were talking about race and the way that racism is everywhere in the criminal justice system. And I'm one of the few white people in the room. There's one or two other students who are white. Everyone else is black and brown. I said, "Well, I'm racist. You know, I was born in a racist society, and certainly I'm racist. And this is something that I need to, my whole life, attend to and repent from and try to be transformed." And then the last class period, Art said, as we were kind of going around the room talking about takeaways from the course, said, "I've never, ever heard anyone call themselves racist before." And I wanted to make sure he understood me correctly. I wasn't saying it was a good thing. You know, I was confessing to this class that of course I carry this sin of white supremacy and racism with me. He was just really humbled by that I would say this in a room full of black and brown men, and, you know, ask for their help in overcoming this. And I was real humbled by his comment too. So yeah, the learning is just deep all the way around on every side. And so here at Holden, that's on my mind as I'm talking with very different kinds of students, but we're thinking about sin as both things that we do, but also these powers and principalities that do us. And I think for me, being a white, straight, cisgender man, I mean, there's lots of privilege, white privilege and male privilege and even Christian privilege that are sins, you know, sinful conditions into which I'm born and that I perpetuate when I don't actively repent from them and seek God's healing and salvation. And so it's really, really fun to think about those things, sin and what a kind of radical healing would be with folks here, as I also think about my other students back home in college and in prison.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.